Guitarist Eddie Condon is not a fashionable figure these days. Partly that's because the kind of music he championed is passé in most circles. But it's also because he was notorious for attracting more attention with his mouth than with his guitar. Condon was a tireless jazz booster. He'd organize concerts, find jobs for musicians, and butter up reluctant club owners. He also embarrassed some folks by linking hot jazz with serious drinking. He defined the difference between modern beboppers and traditionalists like himself this way. They flat their fifths. We drink ours. His ceaseless chatter spilled over onto the bandstand. On a recording session, he'd keep up a running commentary on the action.
Hyphens!
Eddie Condon is surely the only musician in jazz who'd be prompted to yell hyphets during a bass solo. That Dada strain didn't endear him to folks who thought jazz should be treated with high seriousness. So there are lots of reasons why Condon has been undervalued. But a new collection on the Columbia label, Dixieland Jam, recorded at two sessions in 1957, reminds us that Condon wasn't just a blowhard. He also made some awfully good, relaxed, and tasteful music. Here's Condon's take on Bernie Hanigan's When a Woman Loves a Man. That's Billy Butterfield on trumpet with Bob Wilbur on clarinet and Cuddy Cutshall on trombone. The musicians on these recordings also include pianist Gene Schroeder, trumpeter Wild Bill Davison, Condon's favorite drummer, George Wetling, and the hyphets of the bass, Leonard Gaskin, who's best known as a bebop player. His presence confirms that Condon was less doctrinaire than many traditionalists who resented swing musicians, let alone beboppers. He didn't care what a musician's background was, as long as he played with the proper spirit. Some of the best solos on the album are by trombonist Vic Dickinson, a veteran of several swing bands. Condon himself didn't take solos, preferring instead to chomp out rhythm chords with a firm, steady beat. For that reason, he's been compared with Count Basie's low-profile guitarist, Freddie Green. But Green is praised for his selfless restraint, while Condon is often regarded as a marginally talented bum. Like Green, he could add lift to a rhythm section just by his presence, whether you can hear him clearly or not. As one critic has said, the best way to appreciate Condon is to hear a session where he showed up late, and compare tunes made before and after he got there. One nice thing about this new record is you can hear him a little better than usual. On the Dixie Standard Hindustan, Condon and Company approached the airborne swing of the Basie band itself. Here's Bob Wilbur's clarinet solo.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Eddie Condon was a paradox, a self-effacing motor mouth. But the two sides of his personality are consistent. Condon's role was pushing other musicians, whatever it took, either by touting them loudly or quietly egging them on.